Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. We prayed in our collect today. We prayed that our Lord would lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. In the Old Testament lesson from the Book of Wisdom, that is, the Book of Proverbs, we see the wisdom of the instruction of the Word of our God, the admonition that Solomon gives to his son to accept the Word, that he would have many years of life. Reminding him, of course, of the fourth commandment, which does say that honoring the father and the mother can lead to a long life. Solomon then says to keep hold of instruction, do not let her go. Guard her, for she is your life. In Psalm 119 today, we confess that young people can keep their way pure by guarding their lives according to the Word of God. It teaches us to store up the Word in our hearts in order that we would not sin against God. Psalm 119 is filled with admonition to learn and to heed the Word of God. So it is for anyone who wants to be led to all things profitable for their salvation. Our epistle lesson this morning exhorts us to live by the fruits of the Spirit, bearing these fruits that come from walking by the Spirit, which most explicitly means listening to the Spirit's inspired words of Scripture. Now, today's gospel lesson is very familiar to us, the account of the 10 lepers. It is so familiar to us that sometimes we disregard it as if we know everything there is to know about this account. Or worse, that we need not look back onto these simple things of faith and love, that we need to move on to other things, more practical things. Or even worse, that your understanding has become stubborn and stopped at the milk of the Word, the most simplest things, rather than maturing or growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we have it in the Word of God. So today's lesson teaches us about our Christian life, lives lived by faith toward God and by love toward one another, as we pray in the post-communion cant or collect. Dr. Luther had this to say of today's text. He said, "In the lepers today we are taught to believe. In Christ we are taught to love. Faith and love are the whole essence of the Christian. Faith receives, love gives. Faith brings the Christian to God, love brings the Christian to other people. That through faith, God does good to the Christian, and through love, the Christian does good to other people. That whoever believes, whoever has faith in Christ, has everything from God. Everything. And that person is happy and wealthy, not as the way the world would count it, but that person is happy and wealthy. After all, what pagan has eternal or heavenly treasure? None of them do. This is why the Christian needs nothing, but arranges everything he does in his life for the good and for the benefit of his neighbor, as God did for him through faith. The Christian derives all good from above through faith and then gives all good from below through love. It is so simple that so many then want to confuse it by mixing faith and love, mixing justification and sanctification. But we need not do that today. The 10 lepers, they teach us to believe. They meet Jesus. Literally, they went out to Jesus. They cried out of faith to Jesus for help. Master, have mercy on us. They move out to him. They stand there and they cry out for mercy. And all three of those actions are examples of faith. They go to greet him out of great confidence in what he will do for them. They have no confidence in themselves. They are lepers, outcasts, nothing to contribute anymore to society. But they do have confidence in Christ. And they stand there as sincere in their request. And they cry out as in a prayer, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They had confidence that Jesus will answer this. And they teach us faith. Faith which trusts the Word, and the Word that says that God hears and answers our prayers. In Jesus, as he does so often, he tests the faith of the lepers. He does this not to hurt them, but he does this to help them grow in grace, to grow in their faith. That they could have been upset at his words, his answer, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." That he didn't just wave his hand in the air and wipe away all of their leprosy at once. But that he told them to go and to fulfill the requirement in the law and to have the priests then declare them clean, to be able to return to their day-to-day lives in their society. And as they went, by the power of Christ's word, they were healed on the way. This is the beginning of how Christ teaches us to love. For if you want to know what perfect love looks like, you look to Christ and how Christ takes care of men. The lepers are healed. Jesus does it in a way which does not take away from the ones that God had given to declare them clean again. He doesn't take any honor from the priests, but he upholds the law. Indeed, as we know, Jesus fulfills the law. Such is love. That love is indeed the fulfillment of the law, and Jesus shows us perfect love. He acts out of mercy for men who didn't deserve it, but he acts because he loved them. He acts in a way which doesn't demand his own rights, but shows honor to those who even would be opposed to him and the priests. You see, Jesus just looks to do what's good. This is what then you can learn from him: to love your neighbor, to withhold nothing from your neighbor. As Galatians says, that our love is to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Or as Philippians will teach us, let everyone look out not for what is theirs, but to look out for what belongs to another. And as 1 Corinthians reminds us, love does not seek, it does not demand, it does not pay attention to its own rights, but it looks solely at doing what is good. Jesus teaches us one more thing about love. It's something that's hard to learn. That love is done without paying attention to whether or not there will be gratitude or not. Gratitude, giving thanks, is good. But Jesus doesn't love in order to be thanked. No, the thanks that he receives in this text this morning from that one that returns is a fruit of a further tested and grown-up faith. This is the lament of the nine who didn't come back to thank or praise God, to thank Jesus. They failed to grow in their faith, and thus they failed to give praise and to give thanksgiving to God, which is one of the highest things that faith can do. Jesus teaches us that love will not only need to be done without thinking of thanks, but that love itself will often be paid back with ingratitude. He does this good, and the world will oftentimes pay him back with contempt. Of course, there's no greater picture of this than his own crucifixion. This example teaches you to direct your life so that you do good to others and for their advantage. Not just to your friends, but unto all. To realize that the greater part of your good works will be lost, and that you will likely reap all kinds of ingratitude from those around you, and maybe even earn some hatred as a reward for your good works. But that's okay. You don't do your good works for yourself. You live by faith, and by believing, you already have everything you need. By thinking this way about your works, your good works, that they are done according to the word because you have already have everything by faith. That then God, since you have everything already, he directs you to all people to serve them freely. And that those people might not be very thankful to you and might even hate you for it. But that by thinking this way, you follow along right behind Christ in his path because he came before you in perfect love and perfect good works towards all. Now that one that did return, the Samaritan leper, he teaches us what mature faith looks like. The other nine, they taught us about this faith that is fed only on the milk of the word, but then gets distracted and forgets the giver of every good thing. You see, those nine do not get to hear the word of blessing that Jesus pronounces to that Samaritan. Those nine instead show us the danger in having received a blessing from God, but then in getting distracted by the selfish things of this life. For no doubt they went and showed themselves to the priests, were declared ritually clean, able to return to society, and then they went on their way to their merry little lives. But they did not have more mature faith. Faith which returned to the Lord their God and gave thanks and praise to him for what he had done. They didn't then receive the blessing of the faithful and mature Christian known as the Samaritan leper. They did not get to hear those beautiful words of Jesus, "Rise and go on your way, your faith has saved you." But that leper that did return to Christ to give loud praise to God, he is confessing great things. His faith was evident in his praise, as is the faith that gathers in this place to sing the praises of our God who has saved us. That this is indeed one of the only services that faith renders unto God. For God has no need of anything. But our God does delight in the praises of his redeemed children. For he delights in faith that trusts in him. The leper started out by seeking Christ, by standing far off, and by praying for mercy from Jesus, the Master. This leper now, after Christ's test of faith and his blessing of healing, this loving healing he receives, he now exhibits a faith which returns to Christ to give God praise. He no longer stands far off, but he goes right up to Christ and he falls down before him to worship him. His faith has grown. He expects nothing but kindness from Jesus, from his God. So shall it be for you. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It trusts without need for proof or having to see everything. And the worship of that Samaritan leper confessed his growing faith. And Jesus teaches love. His love causes him to rebuke the other nine who did not return. This should remind us, as we live out our lives, of love towards our neighbors in this earth, who often will repay it with ingratitude or even hatred. It should remind us that God is keeping track of those who will require vengeance to be repaid unto them. that vengeance indeed belongs to the Lord. But then Jesus moves on to blessing this man who worships him with a loud voice, praising God. And he blesses him with the blessing of his salvation. He says to him that his faith has saved him. That is to say that his faith has received the gift of salvation. Now note here that when Jesus speaks of salvation, he does not speak of works at all or of love, but only of faith. Solely faith in Christ and his work of love for you are your salvation. For that is, of course, the greatest teaching of love that there ever could be, the teaching of how Jesus earns salvation. The very salvation that he gives to that Samaritan leper, former leper, and the kind that he has given to you. Salvation that is to be received by faith. That Christ was on, at this time, he was on his last trip down to Jerusalem at this point. Holy Week was approaching, and Christ was already giving out that which he would earn on Good Friday. That the crucifixion of Jesus is the greatest love that we know. There, Jesus laid down his life for people who did not deserve it, people who are selfish and fleshy, falling often. There, at Calvary, Jesus did not demand his rights, but instead he laid aside his glory to serve those who would not even thank him, to serve those who would reject him and pay him back in hatred. Such have you been at times in your lives of lovelessness or weak faith. But Christ has loved you and continues to love you. That Christ is not far off, no matter how far he might seem. And he loves you still. That his love teaches us, but that also his love redeems us. The leper taught you to believe this morning. Trust in Christ. Return to him to praise him. For Christ is indeed merciful and has shown his love to you. That faith receives the benefit and then love gives the benefit. That faith offers you to God as his own and then that love gives you to your neighbor as his own. That may our God, may our Lord continue to work this faith in you. Faith which is growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith which indeed saves you. Faith which then makes you so free that you have everything you need. That you can love in the way that you have been loved by God. In the name of Jesus, amen.